that way people can hear me.
We good?
All right, so just Bob helped me write this document so that I make sure I didn't miss anything. Just want to start. The reason the commission is not meeting as a group is because we just got the results back and we didn't have time to post just for one of us to read the document. So I thought it's best to just throw it in there and that way we get the information out there. So I'll read it and then we'll explain. Let's put it that way. It says, as you know, some recent illnesses among you have gave rise to several employees expressing their concern and opinion that dangerous black mold was likely present in the office spaces beneath the former county jail. The Taney County Commission responded to these concerns. We moved the planning and zoning, as you know, the sewer department's in the IS, and then, of course, as you know, we're also finishing the remodel of the sewer and planning and zoning, which I'll talk about at the very end. After we moved your offices and started the process, the media obviously visited us also, and the commission promised not only to you, to the citizens, but also to the media, that we would test for the presence of black mold or any airborne substances down there. And also the commission said we'd be open to the whole process. As soon as we had results, we'd make them public so that we would be not hiding anything, we'd complete openness. So as promised, we hired a qualified company to conduct the testing, which was done last week. And I have copies of the official report, and they'll also be on file upstairs. If you want them, they'll probably be online. We'll probably make them available on the internet too, on our website. But the testing was done by Aegis Engineering, and they have a division called the Environmental Services Division, which they specify in mold detection, mold remediation. So they also do it in large scale. They have multiple government contracts. They're based in Arkansas, but they travel worldwide. And then we received the results on Friday. And so, in short, they found that black mold was not present at all in the offices. Now, I want to clarify. However, it should be noted that the findings of this report does not mean other health issues may not be present to many years of prisoners backing up the toilets from upstairs. Okay, and I'll explain that in a second. So, therefore, the County Commission will be moving forward as quickly as possible to thoroughly clean the entire area. We will be renovating the area, removing non-supportive walls, removing all the drop ceilings, and thoroughly cleaning the entire area to mitigate any possible future problems. Not mold-related, though. We will be cleaning equipment and disposing of any fabric furniture or any fabric items downstairs that cannot be easily cleaned. And if we err in this process, we're going to err in the side of employee safety versus cutting costs, okay? And then I trust the testing results taken together with the County Commission's commitment to responsibly renovate the area will take all necessary safety precautions. So let me kind of give you a synopsis of what's going on. There is no mold. And they sampled 14 areas in the building. We had it done after hours because I didn't want to feed any employee citizen panic. We also want to be able to, part of the mold testing, the airborne testing, is that you take samples from throughout the building. So we had a sample outside because you got to have a reference point of what the mold count is outside. We had some done in the recorder's office, in the hallway out here. We had 14, four neutral spots, 10 within the office spaces. The only place that even had a small elevation was actually in Gary's office, and it was not even to the moderate. There's four levels, and I have a very thick document if you guys want to be bored with reading. But there is four levels of concern, and it's like none, rare, moderate, heavy, and it was in the basically in the first, not the none, but the rare, which is no areas of concern. So what we're going to be doing is obviously going through and disposing, first of all, any drop ceiling. And I wanted to kind of explain that my little paragraph that Bob and I wrote about the findings doesn't mean that there's not other health concerns because of the backing up of toilets. Obviously, we all know that there's possible concerns anytime the toilet gets backed up and you're dealing with that that type of bacterial fungus. So what we're going to be doing is taking steps to clean as we remove items. Now, part of the mitigation process that Aegis provided is it would be best for us to do any cleaning of file cabinets, desks, or whatever out the back of the building and then put back in the building, but nothing come up the back stairway. Does that make sense? So what our plan is tomorrow we'll be walking through identifying the items that we're going to be disposing of besides the drop ceiling, and then start pulling out items that you guys want to take with you as you move back in there. We're hoping that the IT can be back in place probably within 2 weeks, because all we have to do there is basically pull everything out, clean it all, put it back in, and replace all the drop ceiling, steam clean the carpets, and then go from there. Now, there'll be some chairs that we'll have to throw away, so just bear with you. We don't want to keep the chairs. We're going to go ahead and err on the side of safety on that. So, regarding the mold or the report questions, you guys have any questions about what the commission's done? Any questions? Anything? Jimmy? Yes.
Okay.
That's the recommendation.
I was going to say, because in the back room over where what we call the OAM was based, all that back room back in there, whenever the toilets, the other toilets, mm-hmm. that all flooded down there.
Yeah, it was the recommendation we just go ahead and replace it all. Yeah. And while we're doing that, go ahead and vacuum, and I won't bore you with all the details, but we're going to go ahead and vacuum the whole area up there too, to make sure if there's any dust particles, if it's dried sewage, whatever it could be, we're just going to go ahead and air and just vacuum and all that and get it clean, and then replace the new tiles. But yeah, all tiles will be replaced. Were there questions about that?
Down in the area that's actually back in my office.
Yes, sir.
That still leaks under there.
We're going to be taking that out and getting a plumber in there to make sure. Well, we're gonna take steps to you know, I'll be completely honest with you. We even looked at Legionnaires' disease to see if that was a problem. You know, when the commission hired this firm, we wanted to make sure they had expertise in all these areas, and we went through any possible disease that we're not thinking of that's not in the forefront of our mind to make sure we eliminate that. And so that was one of the things. Legionnaires' disease, which is stagnant water, and some other things. But we're going to address that because we need to fix it once and for all. And if we're going through all these steps of moving people and remodeling and relocating, we just need to do what's right. And that may delay the putting you guys back in there. It may delay just putting that area back in. You may not get back in that office right away. But we're going to, like I said, err on safety. And yes, ma'am. They tested the carpet specifically and didn't see any concern when they did specific testing of the carpet, because that's one of the first things they do is what they said is, when was the last incident? Of course, I mentioned the last incident we had back in your office, Bill. But beyond that, there hadn't been a lot of incidences since we've replaced the carpet. Because we remember when we did the carpet, we replaced all but the training room, I believe. In your office area was not? Okay.
Because of the concrete,
it has mold on it. Well, and mold versus black mold, obviously, what we can do is I'll make sure when I talk to Aegis to make sure that they did test the carpet. I want to put your mind at ease there. I will specifically ask them about the padding. And if that's an issue, we can easily pull the carpet out. It's already cut to fit, replace the molding. I mean, replace the padding and then put it back in there if that's what we need to do. But I'll make sure that is something we follow up with.
Yeah. One concern about our access to the server room while this is going on, we have to change the backup page daily, and like probably I hadn't been here for a couple hours. We have to have access somehow to that, and don't know what we should do.
Well, I'll work with you. The biggest concern Aegis had, the engineering firm, was just anything that could be airborne. I mean, they don't know if it's dust. They don't know if it's dried bacteria. They don't know exactly what it could be. Once again, I think we could use some wisdom in timing those, and we'll be fine. But I'm not saying it doesn't have to be off limits. Obviously, if it's mold, we'd have a whole different list of concerns. With it not being mold, we can address it case by case. We haven't identified that yet. If it is, they'll be properly suited up and trained. If it is, right now, like I said, the result. I may have not mentioned that results came in Friday. today at 10 o'clock was our first time to meet as a commission, so I could share the results with the commission. So we're moving as fast as we can. Obviously, we don't have the answers to all the questions. That's obviously a genuine concern, is make sure that, you know, if an employee, if we decide to have employees, that they're properly suited up, protected, so that, and of course, you know, making sure we take the material out the closest exit versus up the stairs and out, you know, throughout the entire space. So that's part of that planning that we'll be doing in the near, very, very near future. Okay? All right, I'm going to move on. If you have, think of another question, let's just interrupt me here. So a couple things regarding the new space. And so we'll talk about the new space real fast. As you know, on the 20th is the last time I met with you guys to tell you that we're moving you out in 24 hours or less. And you guys did a great job, by the way, of really the IT guys, just Gary, your team did a great job. I know you were home sleeping during the time. You were napping. But, I mean, you guys did a great job. I mean, it was a very smooth transition, so thank you. They started the construction, if you didn't know, on 21st of just cleaning out the space. And the reason I'm saying this is I just want to let you know where we've come from, is that on the 21st, when we started doing the demo of that building, if you know, one third of the building is on a subfloor. It's on a wood floor. When they got in there, our team of Steve Biggs and Charlie and their team, they realized there was something wrong with the subfloor. They ended up pulling out every truss. All the wood floors, they actually stripped it down to concrete, which was not part of our original bid, which was a great, because they actually had some mold concerns too. And that's like from one firing pan to the next one. So they stripped it all out. And in basically 21 days, they've done what we've seen. We are planning to be, for you guys, a sewer and P&Z, to be in there this Friday. So let me kind of tell you, I want to throw out a couple of things. The commission kind of assigned me as the project lead, and I was the liaison between the commission to make sure that everyone knows where the expenses. But I leaned on two people heavily, which was Nikki and Linda. So if you see them, tell them how good a job they did, because they did a phenomenal job with the limited information that I gave them. And they, you know, they were in the middle a lot of times working with Charlie's crew and the sewer and P&Z, and then doing their day-to-day job. So if you see them, tell them thank you, because it really wouldn't have been possible without Nikki and Linda and Charlie and Steve Biggs really taking ownership of this project and saying, we're going to get it done, because to remodel a 4,400 square foot building in 21 days is kind of unheard of. And so I just want to let you guys know that they did a phenomenal job. And if you don't like the way things turned out, just let you know, come see me. Because it was, like I said, once again, I was the lead of the whole thing. I was trying to direct best I could and do all the things we were doing during the summer BOE and all the other things. So, but Nikki and Linda did exactly what the commission desires were to get that space done. And I think it will turn out to be a great thing. We are on schedule, which will be done by this Friday. Carpet is being installed tomorrow. For those who haven't been over, if you've not been over there, feel free to do that. They're finishing the drop ceiling. The sprinkler system is done. Carpet is going to be installed tomorrow. We'll be reordering chairs tomorrow. So we're going to be doing an inventory of chairs in the morning, and what chairs we can clean, we're going to clean, and what chairs we can't clean, we're going to have to buy new. So we'll probably be getting with you. It'd be helpful if you have an opinion, email it to Nikki and say, I like a new chair. I know my chair's bad. Give me a new chair, because that will help the guesswork a little bit. What we would like to do to alleviate any more overtime, because our road and bridge guys have already logged some overtime doing the project to get it in time, is that we're going to make the moving day Wednesday and Thursday of this week. So what we'd like to do is the road and bridge will have crews to take product, file cabinets or whatever you want to move from the space downstairs to the new space. What we have done is ordered cubicles for everyone, so everything will be matched and everything will be really nice, but it will not be here until September 8th. So I just want to let you know, September 8th is when the cubes will be installed. So what we're going to do is using folding tables and making do. We don't want to move a bunch of furniture over there, because that means we'd have to clean it first and then move it over there and then move it back out. I don't want to ding the walls or snag the carpets. So it'll be a little more rough for the guys over there, but at least you'll have your space over there. And then what we're hoping is on Friday you guys set your offices up. So you put get your PC set. I guess the PC move can be Friday then. But we only had Road and Bridge guys Wednesday and Thursday, so I wanted to kind of get the office, start getting the office set up on Wednesday, Thursday, and then PC move is on Friday. And that way you guys can be open and ready to go on Monday. Our new sign gets installed the 14th, which would be Friday. And then we'll have chairs delivered on Monday. And then we're also going to start preliminary cleanup and identifying furniture next Monday of what we're going to be disposing of downstairs. Now, we're not going to let any employees, just to let you know, if we're throwing a chair away, please don't ask for that chair, because we're throwing it away for a reason, you know. So that we're not going to be doing that. We're going to dispose of them, so there's no liability. A couple things on the money-wise. We had budgeted originally as a commission to spend we had our best bid for that whole project was $175,000 to remodel the building. That did not include the cubicles, and it didn't include redoing the floor. So that's what we had budgeted or expected going into the project. And to date, with the exception of the chairs, everything else is included, we've only spent $66,000 doing it ourselves. So we've done a tremendous job, first of all, making the timeline. And then, second of all that we're getting obviously new office furniture. It'll all match. It'll look great down there. So, but once again, what? No, sir. I don't know if we had it to start with. So, what other questions you guys have? Yes, sir.
Down in our office, there's some custom-made furniture, of course, in cases and things like that.
There's a cleaning process. We can do it.
Some of that.
We'll walk through what we need to do. The biggest things we're looking for is cardboard. If it got soaked, we want to throw it away. If there's books, papers that got drenched, you know, during one of the flooding events, we really don't want to take it over unless it's non-replaceable. If it's fabric, you know, we could probably clean it and get most of any concern. But if let's err on the safety and just throw it away. So if there's something but like wood products, we can sanitize that pretty well based off what I'm understanding from the remediation and be fine with that. But we were unsure on Friday until I knew the results. So, but yeah, what we want to kind of do is just handpick what we're going to try to take over there and throw away what we need to throw away. Other questions? I have, like I said, we've got the part of the sampling. Here's the official report, analysis of all the air samples, what it read during the day, and I'll be honest, unless you understand airborne sampling, you may not understand the parts per million. I don't really understand. I just know it has something to correlate with what's outside. There's some effect inside. There's some pictures of what they actually were doing and looking at. And then here's the official letter we've got from them. If you guys want a copy of that, that's fine. We're going to make it all available on the website. That way, it's all available. There's no surprises there. So recapping, no black mold. We're just going to clean and go on. And any other questions? Nothing? Bob, did I say something wrong, or should I said clarify? Or are we good?
It's too late.
It's true.
What about personal effects, pictures, copy products, personal
if you clean it, you'll be fine. And we want to make sure we're going to be bleaching everything. I mean, everything needs to be bleached, especially if it's coffee pots or coffee cups or whatever. Those can easily be dishwashed or sanitized, and you're fine.
Would you prefer we wait to do that until after a certain point, or should they go do that now?
Do them now. You can do them now. What I would suggest, please, please, please don't get in that drop ceiling. Don't touch the drop ceiling, any of it. If there's a cable that goes upstairs into the drop ceiling, leave it alone. Okay, please don't disrupt any of the dust or anything up there. That's probably, if I was to say, one of the personal concerns is the dust up above it and whatever that is up there. So just don't disturb that. But if you've got, IT, you guys have like printer vacs or toner vacs or anything like that? Do you have any vacs that have a micro filter? Okay, so, I mean, obviously we want you to clean the computers as they're coming out. Vacuum it out. Just, obviously try to keep the dust level to a minimum. That's all we're trying to do. And if you want these little masks, those don't hurt. If you want to wear them and err on the side of safety, that's fine. We'll make sure those are available. But we're not dealing with an airborne. There's the dust. I just want to make sure we aren't above the drop zone. There's no reason to be up there. So that's all. thank you for your time. And if you have questions, come see us. See ya. Bye. No reason, that's it. It's done.
Jim, thank you. Absolutely. You bet.
Let me ask Frank, that's Mr. Strong. Oh, right there.
Okay. Well,
of
course.
There is. The ones in that room we were at.